I am going to use this cock like a toy, and you're going to let me. You will not come until I say. You will not touch me until I say. Is that understood?
Yes, mistress.
You've done well tonight, baby. We've got 5 more minutes left of our challenge for this week. Think you can make it?
My knees are aching from the position I've been kneeling in for the last 10 minutes. You take your place in the armchair in front of me, the one that normally sits in the corner of our bedroom.
I need to hear you.
Yes, mistress.
Good boy.
My cock twitches a little in response. Good boy. I had no idea how much I liked that phrase until I heard it coming out of your mouth. This whole submission thing, it's a new addition to our sex life. It's something I've secretly wanted for a few years, actually. I just could never get up the nerve to tell you about it. Honestly, we probably wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gone to that happy hour with my co-workers a few weeks ago. Oh, coming home after a few drinks and feeling overconfident and more than a little adventurous, that's what led to me spilling my secret. I still remember what you were wearing that night. This black skirt and a simple white blouse. Oh, and the way your hair was pulled back in a tight bun. Something about the way you looked. Oh, it was straight out of my fantasy. And I told you that. You were surprised at first. I mean, we've been together for 9 years, married for 6. And when you've known someone for that long, you don't really discover new things about each other all that often. You said you were excited to try something new, but were nervous you weren't going to get it right. I thought you were anxious about not fulfilling the fantasy after I'd built it up in my head for so long. But looking at you now in that corset, sitting in that chair with your legs crossed, you exude power and control. Oh, it's so fucking hot.
How should we spend these last minutes? Why don't you tell me how difficult it's been for you, not being allowed to come all week?
Really difficult. I wanted to come this morning in the shower, but I didn't. I knew I could hide it from you and you wouldn't find out, but I...
You wanted to make me happy, didn't you, sweetheart?
Yes, mistress. My cock twitches again as you uncross your legs. On my knees, in front of you, I have a full view of your pussy. Oh, that pussy I have longed to taste and fuck all week. You shift in your seat, spreading your legs a little wider, teasing me with the sight of you.
Do you like what you see?
Mm-hmm. I nod up at you, and my hands instinctively reach for my cock before I remember the rules. No touching. Not for another 3 minutes. Going all week without an orgasm has been literal torture. But that was kind of the point.
I think I'll just play with myself a little. You don't mind, do you?
No, mistress. I don't mind. I want to watch. Can I touch myself too?
No, I don't think so. Just stay there on your knees and watch. And I want you to think about all the times you have wanted to come this week. You're so close. Just a little longer.
Oh, God. Oh, I've wanted to come so many times in the last few days, but I really want to please you. I love knowing that my pleasure is in your hands, that I can only come when you tell me to. You really haven't made it easy on me, that's for sure. For someone who usually enjoys a quick orgasm in the shower in the morning or a quickie before bed, it's been really difficult. We decided last Sunday that we were going to try out orgasm control this week. Friday at 8 p.m, you said. That's when I could come. And from the moment you said it, yeah, the game was on. On Monday night, you got down on your knees in the kitchen while we were cooking and sucked my dick, and making me promise I wouldn't come. No matter how much I moaned and begged, you wouldn't give in. Tuesday, you sent me nudes at work every hour on the hour, each one getting more and more provocative than the last. Just as I was leaving the office, you sent a video of you masturbating on our sofa. Oh. And Wednesday was torture. You actually came to my office on my lunch hour and showed me you weren't wearing anything under your skirt. Oh, you made me finger you until you came all over my hand and then ordered me to suck your fingers. Oh, tasting you, but not being able to fuck you was... Oh, God. And then last night, you really wanted to push me to the edge. You watched porn on your phone with me right next to you. And then you started playing with yourself. Oh, it was so hot hearing you come while telling me I couldn't join in. And today, when I got home, you were already dressed in this latex corset outfit that looks so fucking good on you, with your hair pulled back into a sleek bun and ready to make tonight the most excruciating edging session yet. And it has been. I've been begging for your touch, begging to come for nearly an hour now. You get me hard and give me attention only to ignore me and play on your phone once I've gotten all worked up. Oh, and now you're teasing that perfect fucking pussy right in front of me and I'm not even allowed to move.
Do you like watching me play with myself, pet?
Yes, mistress.
Tell me what you want to do to me. I want you to talk dirty to me until I come. And no, you cannot come with me. You can touch yourself, though. Stroke that cock for me while you talk.
My hand grips my cock eagerly, and I start stroking myself as our eyes meet.
You are just so desperate, aren't you?
Yes. I'm so fucking horny.
Why is that, sweetheart? Tell me.
My cheeks flush a little as goosebumps rise all along my arms. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. I have to remind myself not to get too excited. I want to taste you. I want to bury my face between your legs and taste your pussy again. Oh, I want your lips on my cock teasing me. I want to hold you by your hips as my cock slides into you from behind. Your movements switch between drawing tight circles on your clit and slipping two fingers inside your pussy. Oh, your head is tilted back against the chair as you encourage me to keep going.
More. Say more.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, I want your pussy, baby. I can't wait to feel you on top of me again. Oh, riding me. Oh, playing with those gorgeous tits.
More.
I stroke my cock faster, my toes curling a little as the pleasure builds. And my pace matches your thrusts as our eyes meet. Your attention is entirely on me now.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.